This is Jamie Spence Freeman, and I'm here with Tony Lopes, the 2014 Dairy Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency winner here at the National Convention. Tony, first off, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Tony, just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Tony Lopes. I'm a member of the Gustine FFA chapter from Gustine, California. I live and work on a fourth-generation family farm alongside my parents, Paul and Darlene Lopes, as well as my grandparents. And basically, from a very young age, the dairy industry has been who I am. I was fortunate to receive a calf of my very own at the age of 6, and since then, my interests and responsibilities in the industry have grown tremendously, and I'm very proud to carry on the livelihood and tradition of dairy farming within my family.
Now, dairy farming is obviously what your SAE was about, but give me more specifics on it. Tell me everything that I want to know about your dairy operation.
Well, in addition to the 3,200 grade cows that my family milks, I have my own small herd of 41 registered Holstein cattle, and this project has been a culmination of my work since I received the first calf when I was 6. I felt it was necessary to invest in genetics and the bloodlines, and that's how I got into registered Holsteins, even though my family do run a conventional grade dairy. And throughout all of this, my goal is just to improve and add value to my cow families, make the most productive, efficient cow possible. And like I said, I've worked my way from that first calf all the way up to 41 through my own savings, my own investment, and my own breeding. And it's definitely something I want to continue to work in. I'm currently studying at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, where I'm majoring in dairy science. And I definitely look forward to this SAE continuing to develop and continuing to grow and becoming an aspect of my family farm that I will be able to continue when I do eventually return to the family farm.
And now, even your small herd and your family's large herd, is it contracted out or are y'all still an independent dairy?
We're an independent dairy. 97% of all dairy farms in the United States are family-owned and operated. We ship our milk through a cooperative, so we're part owners of a cooperative where all the milk is shipped. And through that, there's tons of opportunities in my future just in undergoing the changes in California milk pricing. And through that, we're self-employed, we're an independent family farm, just trying to carry on our traditions and our livelihood, and we look forward to continuing to do so and continuing to ship our milk to both Dairy Farmers of America and California dairies.
Now, tell me what it feels like to win on a national level.
It's a tremendous feeling. The amount of work that I've put not only in my project but also in the preparations of this application, this is my life's work up to this point, and to see all my hard work and all my effort and all the hours I put into it result in something like this. And while it is just a plaque and a scholarship award, it's definitely a symbol of what my hard work has achieved. And it's a wonderful feeling to know that what I've done is being recognized, and hopefully what I've done can inspire others to, in my chapter, in my community, in my state, to pursue the highest level of achievement in their SAE enterprise.
And now, is there anybody specific that you want to thank that helped get you this far?
Well, in addition to DeLavelle and New Holland Corporation that sponsored this national level, I'd first off like to thank my family, my grandparents, my great-grandparents. They're the ones that started off my family in the dairy industry, and that's what made me who I am today. Thank my parents, Paul and Darlene Lopes, my siblings. Without them and all of the resources they put at my disposal and the support they've given me, I would not be able to be here today. Additionally, I would like to thank my ag advisors, Mr. Bafuno, Mr. Sanchez, and Mr. Wyman. They took my small project. I had 15 when I came into high school, and they gave me the support and put all of their effort into me growing and developing as an individual, as well as growing and developing my herd. Additionally, through the Holstein Association, Kirsten and Dennis Arreyes have been tremendous assets to me, have assisted me in learning every aspect of the dairy industry. And ultimately, this success that I had today is just the result of all the work that people have put in with me, the investment that they made in my future, and I appreciate that immensely.
Tony, again, congratulations on winning this award, and thank you for meeting with me today.
Thank you.
For FFA Today, I am Jamie Spence Freeman.